The Holy Gospel for the Confession of St. Peter is from Mark chapters 8 and 9. And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they told him, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" "Peter," answered him, "you are the Christ." And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So what kind of a Christ do you think he was expecting? Well, you know, same kind of Christ you want. The fixer. The one who will address all the pressing issues that tug at your heart and occupy your mind. Your list may not be exactly the same as St. Peter's, but that's the point of a Messiah, isn't it? That he fixes things for us. And Jesus tells Peter and us, that's just Satan talking. Ouch. What kind of a Messiah is he then? He tells us, not the kind who comes to fix your list, the kind who comes to fix you. Because it's not all the stuff that's your problem, it's not others. It's you. You have a wound in your heart. And you keep projecting the pain of that wound outward toward all the problems that you think he or somebody else needs to solve. He comes not to fix any of them, but to fix you. To love Peter. To love you. To love with a love that goes all the way to the end. He'll so identify with you as to lift all your burdens, all your heartaches, all your shattered dreams, all your fears, all your rebellions, all the nasty thoughts and words that you've said, all the deeds of your life, all your wounds. He lifts them from you He owns them as his. He came to do that because that's what love does. It identifies with the other, and it does so without judgment, but with compassion. So the cross. This he came to do for you and for me. The Messiah is not the problem fixer. The Messiah, the Christ, is the lover. The one who gives you the love you've been aching for all your life. The one who loves you all the way into any dark corner you fled in. And whether you welcome that and rejoice in it, or whether you resent it and attempt to send him packing, it doesn't change that love he has for you. Not one little bit. That's the whole point of the cross. Love all the way to the end. We call it forgiveness. And so he moves from his cross to yours. Because he invites you to walk this path with him. Not to be others' fixers. When you see their problems and you can tell them how to get out of them all they need to do is do X, Y, and Z. Why can't they see that? No. He calls you to be their lovers, to lift their sorrows and heartaches into your heart and carry them as your own, and to go on loving, even when, especially when, they reject that love, when they betray you, when they hate you, when they hurt you. That's a cross, my friends. When you love and go on loving in the face of hatred and rejection. And instead of those things overcoming you and embittering you and destroying you, you go right on in compassion and mercy. Take up your cross and follow me is his invite. Follow me into such love. You're the Christ. It's the right answer to who he is. Not the fixer man, the lover man. And to be his is to be given over to such love and even to welcome the pain that it inevitably brings in the confidence of resurrection. His and yours. Because resurrection is where love wins, really wins, wins forever. When we see the kingdom come with its power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you stand and join with me in prayer? Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, and especially for the gift of your dear Son, and for the revelation of your will and grace. Plant your word in us, that with good and honest hearts we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith. Lord, in your mercy, we beg you to rule and govern your church throughout the world. Bless all those who proclaim your truth, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, and that faith in you may be strengthened, love toward others increased, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest and sustain those whom you have sent. Particularly today, we lift up Pastor Eric and Johanna Stennett, serving in Ethiopia. that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all and the gospel preached in all the world. Lord, in your mercy, grant your health and prosperity to all those who are in authority, especially to the President and Congress of our United States, the Governor and Legislature of Missouri, and to all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them grace to rule according to your good pleasure. Lord, in your mercy, according to that good pleasure, turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their hostilities and walk with us in meekness and peace. Lord, in your mercy, comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, all who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, particularly your servants, Susan, Roger, Ruth, Alan, and Jan. Grant courage, steadfastness, especially to those who suffer for your name's sake, that they may receive and accept their afflictions as the manifestation of your fatherly will. Lord, in your mercy, as we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you've given us to do while it's day, before the night comes when no one can work. And then, when our last hour comes, support us by your power and receive us into your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.